This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
Hi, Ishmael.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
We're good. Welcome to Vuma 103 Drive.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Lalela, like you are...
A legend.
You are legendary. And I hope that all the honors that you deserve will be bestowed upon you, because let's go through it. I mean, you've been a member of the POC. You've been a member of Iskim. You've been a member of Josie. You've had a successful solo career. We were just playing that Takalani. You are a creative genius. And if nobody's told you that today, we want to remind you of that.
Thank you so much for that. Yo, those words are building. Thank you so much for saying those words. And I appreciate it. And I receive Nyavuma, G.
How Nyavuma? When's that? Nyavuma, Nyavuma.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So you've had 30 years, plus minus 30 years in the industry, right?
Yes.
And there's been high highs and there's been some very low lows.
Yes, definitely.
Encompassing all of that, what do you think are the greatest lessons that you have learned about Ishmael as an artist?
Well, you know what, in the beginning, the highs were definitely nice and all this stuff, but the lows, in the beginning, I was kind of like blaming other people for my, you know what I mean? But then I realized later on in my career, I was like, you know what, everything I'm responsible for, you know what I mean? Even the lows themselves, it's the decisions that I made, that led me to certain situations. And that's pretty much what I've learned, which is in umuntu, we have to just be accountable of your actions. And I've learned that, which I must just watch my decisions and things that I do.
Because, I was actually reading up on, and obviously to prepare for today. And I saw headlines like Ishmael loses it all. He's broke. Ishmael says that he shouldn't have gone independent. Ishmael talks about drug abuse. And it actually fills my heart with so much joy when you're like, I used to blame others. But now I know that it was on me. The responsibility was with me.
It definitely was on, because, everything you do, you have a choice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The choice is yours at the end of the day. Nobody had put a gun in your face. Nobody put it, And I've grown to realize, which I'm a putter. Sometimes it's easy to blame abanye abantu, but sing out big, And I was like, but in the future, I can actually take some responsibility, and then, hopefully things will turn out for the good.
Now, I hear you saying that you're taking responsibility, you're not blaming others, but yini lento lena about Ishmael that led him down this path? Because a lot of us, there are certain things that we do out in this world, and more to to endlini, the way that we think about life, the way that we see ourselves. If you could lose that within 2 years. So what was it about Ishmael that led him down this dark path?
I think, because I was thinking about that a lot, and I came to the conclusion, which actually I really like people. I like people a lot. I like hanging out with people. I like making people happy. I even go out of my way to make people happy.
Right.
Even if sometimes, most of the time, it's wrong. You know what I mean? My mistake was just being a people's pleaser without even thinking of the repercussions and things like that. So I realized, you can like people, you can be a nice person, but just make good decisions. That's it. And don't hurt yourself in the process. So I was just I would say I was naive like that before.
Now, obviously, all of the groups that we spoke about, POC, which, by the way, I love, favorites, oh my goodness, Iskim, Ne Josie. If you had to relive your life with one of these groups, which would it be and why?
I would definitely do all three of them, because the reason why, which Wonke, all of them had each one of them had their own different experience. I went through, It was never the same with all of them. So every experience that I experienced with each group was unique, and it was fun, it was beautiful, and it made me who I am today, you know, in terms of, you know, creativity and music wise and yeah, that's pretty much it.
People call you the comeback kid of all time. Do you accept that moniker?
Yeah, receiver. These days I just receive. Thank you so much, because sometimes like my mistake, you know, I've noticed about myself, when people say, oh, Ish, you know, this is dope, I always shy away and say, ah, blah, blah, blah. And which is my mistake as well, you know, when people say, Wuti, you good, or they like a song, your song, I always used to just gee. But now I'm like, yes, especially if people say that, I receive. It's not me saying that. And, you know, it really makes me proud.
Yes, I'm so happy that you're saying that. Ngoba khona umuntu olalela njengamanje, and they can't believe ukuthi wena khona into oyirelisayo, and imebe abantu bekuncoma bethu, that's good, you're unable to receive. Because you know, people see people on the cover of glossy magazines, on TV, etc., etc., and they're like, yeah, they know that they are the man. But most of you sometimes wonder, why is this happening to me? Do I deserve this? Is this going to be taken away from me? So obviously your mindset has changed, right? Is that correct?
Yes, no, definitely. No, the mindset has changed, because I'm an artist, it's cutting his knee, yabo. Okay, some of us, we are so confident. We're like very confident, but at the same time, we have a low self-esteem equally at the same time. So it's just that confusion. Yes. So it's just to get the balance, which, okay, Yazin, balance this thing out, be positive and love what you do. And when people love it, I mean, you win, because that's what you wanted in the first place. And receive it, because it's from God, because it's God's people, and you know, God works through people and stuff like that. So yeah, receive, Angie.
Lalela, I am receiving your positivity and your enlightenment right about now. But we're going to have to take a little break. So your Robert Litega, Ishmael, that we know from Prophets of the City scheme, Josie, and as well as a solo artist. You cannot take it away from this man. He is just a genius, guys. Ishmael, welcome back to the show.
Oh, you see, love, cool chest.
Come on, today is Jenna, is it Mr. Kali? Is that Zega?
That thing is the dude is beautiful. Yo, Ishmael.
Yes, my king.
Faito. We have learned now, Ubalega and Jebis, Funukbusut, we are Tanda as a quarter, and Utanda Zamago is engine.
I ngithandaza every day. Ngilaba ngithandaza noma ngidla. Every time before ngidla ngiyathandaza.
Yeah. Siyabuzwa sesibasathe hey man, this guy is very spiritual.
Yeah, you're on another level, man.
Yeah, I know ngiyathandaza, I mean, because God has been great, man. God has done some amazing things. You know, where sometimes, you know, it can get dark and God just like pulls you out and like, okay, sharp. Ntwana yam, uzala. Bangene futhi, you know, and I appreciate that. And that's why I pray all the time. I'm one of those guys.
Let's go into that darkness for a minute. Can you describe one of the moments where you felt that this is your lowest low or your darkest dark?
I mean, like, yes, I mean, I went through that, especially like, okay, even before maybe COVID, sometimes. But I'm really a fighter. Most of the time, I just fight, just you know, negative. Because I always try to be positive. Young Tony Danger.
Yeah.
I always try to pull myself out, even if I'm not feeling good. But I always have that in mind, which is, you know what? If I get weak, I have somebody that's watching me out there that is drawing strength from me, Young Tony Danger.
Yeah.
And if I'm weak, then that means they're going to be weak too. So I always try to be strong. And plus, I mean, I have people that kind of like also help me when I'm feeling low, which I'm gonna, you know, kupuka, you know, with their own, you know, ways, Njie, ukuthi bangikhuthaze bathi no no no, you know. But most of the time I'm really positive and happy. I mean, regardless of what people might say in the street or whatever, I'm always like positive in you, and yeah.
So at one point in your career, you decided that you were going to go independent, and that didn't work out for you. And then you found yourself going back to I think it was Motherland, if I'm not correct.
Motherland, yes.
That must have been a very humbling experience for you to say, okay, this whole independent thing is not really me. Let me go back. What was it like going back? Was it a humbling experience or was it a very easy thing for you to do?
I mean, it was not an easy thing, but it was humbling, but at the same time, it was also just feel at ease to know that actually, you know, there are people that still basang fatela, you know, and they can always like work with me, and it made me feel special. But okay, they still believe in me, even though, you know, isn't to be actually. So I was like, yeah, I was humbled. Yeah, it was a humbling experience.
What is your relationship today with with Ulans?
It's the best. Those are my people. Those are my people. They really like. Yeah, I'm gonna behind the scenes. They got my back like 100%. So that's my family, actually, if I have to put it. Because if you think about it, I started with them, even with my first group, the Prophets of the City. I started with them. Do you understand? So it's really more than a record label. It's my family. You know?
And your relationship with Talez and Dubongani?
Yeah, but Ubongs, I don't speak to him that much. Not Gucci, we fight you or anything.
Yes.
The communication. Apart. Yes, but Les is a great plan. Les, I even featured on his new album, one of his tracks. So we're cool with Les.
And Prophets of the City?
Prophets also, we're cool. I don't see the guys that often.
Yeah.
That the one is in Canada and in Cape Town and stuff like that. But yeah, but we're still brothers.
Wow, that is so amazing. Now, I believe that you have a little girl.
Yeah, she's not little anymore.
But she'll always be your little girl.
No, she'll always be my baby. No.
Yes.
No, man, I'm about 90. I'm telling you, nanas, you know? Yeah, I do have. I definitely do have.
And what is it that you tell your daughter about these streets? Because obviously you've seen stuff that a normal person hasn't seen. And in our Zumchita, you know how easy it is to get these girls into trouble. So how did you equip your baby, who's a young woman, to be able to hold her head up high in these streets?
Yeah. I mean, I do my best, obviously, as a father to kind of like... motivated and stuff like that. But I mean, she's very independent, you know. She's
That's
been
good.
Independent from a young age. She does her own thing. I'm telling you that she's very strong, and she learns from my mistakes or my successes, and you know, she chooses Uti. Okay. I mean, she loves music, she sings as well, but I don't think she's one of those people that's gonna go for the career. You understand?
Yeah.
It's a hobby for her. But yeah, she's very strong. She I think it's because she went to a boarding school most of the time.
Oh, okay.
So she learned independence from a very young age. Yeah.
You know, I was actually just thinking about it while you were talking now, Guti. When was the first time I ever saw you? And the first time I ever saw you was at Tandoor's. Do you remember Tandoor's in Yeovil?
How can I forget Tando?
Yo, Tando was everything. It was everything. What was the name of that girl group that Uwanda was a part of? I can't remember their name.
Oh, Ghetto Love. Ghetto Love.
Ghetto Love. Oh, man. Now, if you could put together an old school concert, can you tell me the groups and artists, five, that you would put on stage?
Like, obviously I'll start with Scheme because it's my crew.
Yes.
And I will do Bongo Muffin.
Oh, yes.
And then I will do maybe Trompies. And then I will do Ulebu if bega saphila.
Yes man, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I will do one foot. Let me see. Yo, there's so many people, man. But okay, I can put on my papuzi.
Yeah.
You know, I can do Imorafi, you know.
Morafi, oh my goodness. Wow, how old are we? Ishma, what can we expect for you from you in the future? I know that is a very difficult question, but right now I'm sure that your creative juices are just flowing.
No, definitely all the time. I'm one of those people that's always like creating music, you know, in the studio, even if when I'm home in just Ganjalo. And yeah, I'm working on stuff. I even have my new single or my next single ready. It's just getting mastered and mixed. So I'm always like working on stuff, even though, you know, people haven't heard it yet, but I'm always working. Even as we speak, I'm actually like looking at my computer screen.
Wow.
So I'm always working, you know.
Well, we are going to be ready to receive your genius. Thank you so much.
I did a nice track with DJ Cleo.
I heard about that, so
that's also like another blessing. And big up to the brother, I appreciate him.
Okay, well, my friend, when I told her I was going to interview, she was like, how am I overrated? Because no matter how old you get, it never shows on your face, you know, age-wise. So we hope that we are willing to receive whatever you're going to give to us. Siyabonga kakhulu for everything you've given to us so far in the music, in the entertainment industry. Because you know how it is, people only get honored when they're not on this earth anymore. But what you've done, we have recognized, we've received, and we've loved, and will continue to do so.
Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate you guys giving me your time and just like to talk to my friends and stuff like that. And yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Kubonga tena putwa.
Thank you.
This is a Vuma 103 podcast.